A Podo and the Mail on Sunday's Guide to Barcelona.
Some cities invite one visit, others demand more.
And with so much to see, Barcelona will always leave you wanting to return again and again.
The locals call it La Gran Enchancera, the Great Enchantress.
And you'll very quickly realise why the Catalan capital deserves its affectionate nickname. It's a city of culture, festivals, food and fun to rival any other.
In this A Podo travel guide, we'll give you an insight into the life that makes Barcelona one of the top short break destinations.
From the superb architecture and art collections, to the restaurants, beaches and the nightlife, we'll give you some great ways to spend your break and we'll uncover some of the hidden treasures of the city.
You'll hear useful tips to make the most of your visit and even a few nuggets of the language to help you find your way around.
So, let us guide you around Barcelona.
Getting there and getting around.
Getting there is the really easy part. The city is served by three separate airports and a whole range of airlines that fly from the UK on a daily basis.
For a hassle-free way of getting to and staying in Barcelona, try apodo.co.uk.
Everything's pretty well spread out, so public transport is essential to get to most places. With single, daily and tourist tickets available at a fair price, you shouldn't have any problems going from one destination to the next. The Bus Touristic is a special bus route which takes you all around the city with stops at all major attractions and points of interest. A day's travel on this network will cost you roughly 20 euros. A T10 ticket entitles you to 10 rides on the bus or metro and costs around 7 euros. Alternatively, you can get a Barcelona card, valid for unlimited travel for between 2 and 5 days. This also gives you discounts on many of the main attractions.
The subway is excellent and covers most areas of interest for a city break. Tickets can be purchased from vending machines at the stations, and if you buy a multi-trip pass, you'll save yourself money and hassle. There are 9 lines identified by different colours, and the only thing to watch out for is the often hard-to-spot entrances at street level. In addition to these, there's now a tram service and the instantly recognisable cabs in yellow and black. As in any city, it's best to avoid unmetered minicabs. And finally, for the greenest way to tour Barcelona, get on your bike. There are cycle companies offering guided tours, or you can just rent a bike and go wherever the mood takes you.
Barcelona, the language.
Let's start with the basics. Hello
is hola.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Yes.
Sí.
No.
No.
Please.
Por favor.
And thank you.
Gracias.
And that should do you for starters.
A Podo and the Mail on Sunday's Guide to Barcelona. Where to stay.
Now it's all well getting out and about in Barcelona, but you'll need somewhere to sleep and to keep your clothes. So we've picked out a few of the best hotels in this beautiful city. Don't forget to try A Podo for a great deal on Barcelona hotels. Even though there seem to be new hotels opening up all year round, Barcelona is a very busy and popular destination, which can make it quite difficult to get a room booked at short notice. This is especially true during festivals, major trade fairs, or popular local events.
In no particular order, we'll start with the Gran Hotel Central. This most definitely lives up to its name, situated between the Gothic Quarter and the Bourne neighbourhood. You can survey the views from the pool on the rooftop.
If you'd like to feel like you're staying in one of the locals' houses rather than a fancy 5-star room, then the Market Hotel might be for you. You can find this by the Sant Antoni Food Market near the Ravel district.
The best way of combining the city and the beach is to stay at Sea Point. In front of the oldest and most famous beach in Barcelona, the San Sebastian Beach. This is more of a youth hostel than a hotel, but you'll meet people from all over the world, normally drinking wine by the sea.
If you want to be right in the middle of things, there's the Hotel Barcelona Catedral. This is a 4-star modern hotel next to the Cathedral, Las Ramblas, and the Plaza Catalunya. On Sundays, they offer free guided walks through the Gothic Quarter.
Finally, for something about as hip and happening